It's called The Soul of Kennywood, the band organ that sits in the center of the park's carousel. It's a century-old instrument, and each year before the park opens for the summer, it gets serviced. 90.5 WESA's Deanna Garcia stopped by the amusement park and, while standing among the dusty carousel horses and whirl of the organ's compressor, spoke with the man who is in charge of making sure the music goes on.
Joe Hilferty. I'm a band organ restorer and repairman.
The organ runs on air pressure, and it was last played at Christmas time. Hilferty, who is from York, is taking a look at the organ, which was built a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. It's all wood. It's mostly all wood. Pipes. There's over 100 pipes in there. You got violins, flutes, trumpets, set of bells on the front. You got trombones and bass pipes in there. And then snare drum, bass drum. But it's mostly all wood. When you go around the back, you'll see a metal roll frame that where the rolls operate off of, but other than that, it's mostly wood.
On this day, Hilferty has taken out one of the pipes and has it at his truck. He's trying to find the correct screw in a large bin of assorted screws. Somehow, he finds the small screw and reattaches a smaller part to the pipe, then tests it before putting it back into the organ. Hilferty has been servicing this particular organ for 2 years after the other repairman retired. Organs like this one were once staples for carousels and amusement parks and carnivals.
This one here, it's a Wurlitzer, and they were the major manufacturer in the United States back then. And this model here is a 153, and this is the first one they built. It came to Kennywood, and it's sat in this spot ever since, I'm assuming. It's about 100 years old.
You can find the same Wurlitzer model playing at amusement parks in Hershey and Allentown. Others in the state can be found in private collections or museums. Hilferty services a couple of other models in different parks, and he says each instrument has different needs.
This one's not too bad. This one just needs tuned up and a few things here and there, but it just depends on what it needs. And like I say, after a while, then you have to, you know, just rebuild certain parts of it, but once they are rebuilt, they last 10 years, some parts more.
The tuning process is a bit tedious. Hilferty turns on the air, and it blows through some of the pipes. He blocks one or two with a towel, so sound's only coming out of one, and he checks the pitch on a machine.
How long have you been doing this?
40 years.
How did you get involved in this?
Oh, I just fell into it. But started in player pianos like most of us did. These operate like a player piano. If everybody knows player pianos, it's a roll. You pump a piano and plays off a music roll. And these are doing the same thing, but instead of playing piano notes, they're playing organ pipes.
It takes about a day to get the organ all tuned up and ready to go. And while he works among the colorful horses in the middle of an amusement park, he doesn't glamorize what he does.
Well, I'm a mechanic. We work on the insides, and to me, it's a job. That's how I make my living.
Hilferty says many parks are opting to go digital because electronics don't wear out the same way wooden organs can. Kennywood, though, he says the organ is ready to go this season and many more. Kennywood opens to season pass holders this weekend and will be open to the general public on weekends in May. The summer schedule starts in late May. I'm Deanna Garcia, 90.5 WESA News.